Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Well, hello, all you best people I know. Yes, that would be you, whether you're listening live or on replay, or you've downloaded the show onto your mobile device for iTunes, wherever you are. We love and appreciate you and know that you're going to enjoy this special edition Friday afternoon show with two international guests, Arthur White and Heather Joyce Wolf, and they are shamanic healers. And they work all over the world, and they're here in the Boston area, and they're both on the line to do a special show, and they're going to take your calls. So get on that switchboard, 347-637-1318, 347-637-1318. You press 1. That'll put you through to the switchboard. And then you can also type questions and so forth in the chat room. But I am really excited about this show because I'm looking forward to learning a lot. And we all help each other. We all learn together. And that's what's so exciting about the adventure of living. So this is going to be a lot of fun. I am confident. And before I read you this great bio from Arthur and Heather, I just wanted to remind you to follow the show so that you get the worry-free updates, because we are growing, and if you get the worry-free updates, you know when we're going to have some amazing guests on. And definitely check out iTunes, put your comments there, let us know if the show's making a difference in your life. We want to know, because we're here as a service to you. So, without further ado, let me tell you about Arthur White and Heather Joyce, because they are from Ireland, and really amazing. Arthur White is a gifted and dedicated healer whose wisdom tells of a life filled with deep spirituality and a deep passion for helping people. At the age of 16, Arthur's grandfather passed to him the gift of healing, which has been in Arthur's family for many generations, and instructed him on a number of tasks he had to complete to fully receive it. Although aware of the special honor he had been given, and despite many signs that this was going to play a major part in his life, Arthur delayed for many years before undertaking the final task in accepting his gift of healing. Today, Arthur is recognized by the National Federation of Spiritual Healers, which is abbreviated the NFSH, hypnotherapy with the Guild of Irish Hypnotists, and Mayan Shaman Healing with Dr. Rosario Ponte in Belize. That is just amazing. Heather Joyce is equally as amazing. She's an RN, RPPT, LMT, and she specializes in revitalizing, nurturing, and empowering people, which is what she's going to help us with today. Using a variety of healing modalities, Heather helps people relieve pain and stress to help keep you in balance as you open and heal to reach the joy of who you are and your unique purpose. Heather trained as a nurse in Ireland, which is her native country land, but she did live here in the United States for 33 years, where she also studies and practiced many healing techniques, enhancing total well-being in mind, body, and spirit. Heather is also author of A Guide to Breast Cancer, a Whole Body A to Z Manual for Prevention and Healing, a Conventional and Alternative Approach. And I have both of their websites in the chat room so that you can, and also on their bio, so when you go to BTR, you can just click their names and that'll take you right to their websites. And it is my privilege, pleasure, and honor to introduce everyone to Arthur and Heather. Hi, Arthur. Hi, Heather. How are you?
Hi, Deb. How are you?
Hi.
tonight. Nice to be here. Thank you for the great introduction.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, when you have a great bio like that, could it be any other way? I mean, that's pretty amazing, world travelers that you are, and it's great to have you in the greater Boston area. We're going to hear a little bit more about what you're doing here and how people can meet you personally that are in the area. But, you know, I was just wondering if you could define for everybody listening today exactly what is shamanism, and how do you define that?
Okay, well, Deb, to be perfectly honest with you, it's where you actually bond and with the earth, that you come back down to yourself, to Mother Earth, and you join with the energy, and you get to know yourself. And once you get to know yourself, that all them worries, they all leave you. You just become the new person. You become one. You join with nature. And it's a fantastic experience, Deb. It's one that sometimes is very hard to explain. That it's like going into another world.
So there's really no limitations to anybody benefiting from the healing through it.
Exactly. Everyone on earth is a healer in one way or another. But there's so many people, and, you know, they're looking for, you know, they don't know what they should be doing. And I wonder what my gift is. Everybody has got a gift. Everyone that's born has a gift.
And everybody has a gift, but everybody doesn't unwrap it. That's the problem.
Well, I honestly believe and know that when the time is right, that will happen. When the time is right. It's like some people come in to me and, you know, I may say to them, Deb, you know, what age did you get married? And they'd say, oh, I got married when I was 27, 28, or 30. And then I would say to them, well, you know, why didn't you get married when you were 14? And they go, what? Well, it wasn't time. So a thing will only happen, whatever that may be, when the time's right. Does that make sense?
Well, I just feel peace hearing you say that. That just sounds like everything's just right on time.
Yeah.
Exactly as it should be,
exactly.
Arthur. That sounds wonderful.
Exactly. I had in Ireland, there was a young girl, 30 years of age, phoned me up. And she said, Arthur, you know, I don't feel that good. And I says, why not? And she says, well, you know, all my friends is all married. And she says, you know, I go to a disco, I go to a dance. I feel old. I am old. And I says, okay. And I says, you know, how many of your friends is still married? And she says, what? No, I says, how many of them still married? And she says, oh, not too many. And I says, you know, how many of them has children? She says, most of them. And I says, well, you know, did you ever think maybe, you know, you're waiting on, as we say in Ireland, Mr. Right? And she says, oh, my God, I never thought of that. I feel better. So, you know, it's all in the way that we think and our thoughts. And you often heard it said that, you know, healthy mind, healthy body.
Yeah, you can't, it's just impossible to disconnect those feelings, thoughts, and behaviors. It's just all in the same process. So yeah, there really is that connection. But I do think that you have a great sense of humor with some of those examples. And it's always good to laugh. It's the best medicine and no side effects. So that's always a fun thing. I know that people are going to be fascinated about your work, you know, down in South America, and you have a lot to tell us about the Mayan calendar and the buzzes going on with 2012, and there's just so many things that you can share about that. But before we go down that path, I'm just wondering if you could expand a little bit more on energy healing and what that is and how you, both of you, help people, because that's one of the reasons why you're here in Boston right now, which I also want to talk about. This it's just so much to talk about. But just to try to get one thing at a time, let's talk about the energy healing, what it is, and how you use it to help people, because you've helped a lot of people, and I know that listeners want to hear about that.
Okay. Well, energy healing, when a client comes in front of myself and sits down there, and then if you were to say to me, what do you see, I quite possibly couldn't see nothing. But once you get into that space that you allow yourself as a vehicle, in other words, I'm sitting there, and the higher power, the energy, the life force, whatever you want to call it, actually then shows me what area of the body to actually heal, where to lay my hand, okay? So, you know, I can see colors, you can see the aura, you can see various different things. Some things you like to see, some things you don't like to see, but, you know, I haven't the choice in what I see or what I don't see. It's the main thing is, and I don't tell anybody, you know, if I see something that I don't like seeing, because if I see it, well, then I know it's going to be healed. Does that make sense, Deb?
Yeah. Yes, I mean, it's, you know, it's not a gift that I have, so I'm just really in awe of what you're able to do and what you're able to see and how you use that to help people, because I know that you do, so... I don't know, Heather, did you want to add anything into, because you do this as well, so maybe
yeah.
You wanted to complement that with something?
Sure.
Although, Arthur, it was awesome the way you described it, so thank you.
yes. Arthur has his wonderful way of describing things. And I just want to say that actually our visit to Boston is the first time that we've worked together, besides meeting in a group, which is where we met. We were both assisting at a three-day workshop, and I was there for the 3 days. I work with sound and movement as well to move energy. My passion is energy. My passion is moving energy, is what I say, and I don't really care how I do it, whatever presents itself. But anyway, Arthur came in to do his little energy moving piece on the Sunday morning. And he was introduced as a healer. And Stevie, who was running the workshop, had been to Arthur and knew that he was quite amazing because he'd had an amazing experience and he wanted to share him with everybody. So I just knew when I felt his energy that he was amazing. I just resonated with him and I went and asked him afterwards if I could work with him. And he said, I'll think about it. So a couple of months later, I went to him for a few sessions, and he saw in the way that he sees that we were coming to Boston and going to see lots of people. So here we are. Sometimes it's as easy as that.
That's an amazing story of how you met, too. Wow.
Yeah. And that is partly, you know, I was to get that. Nobody else got that. But I just knew. And then he just knew. And so it's shamanism is partly about knowing and getting information. And, you know, shamanism is one of those words that gets a bit bandied about, I think, like natural and... You know, and you have to really, like everything, you have to use discernment. And there are levels. A shaman, to me, is somebody who gets information from other levels, or as Arthur says, I really liked how he described it, from inside yourself. And there are many people who do that, and they don't call themselves shamans, but I think we associate shamanism with indigenous tribes wherever they are in the world, whether they're in Tibet, South America, wherever, Ireland, Celtic, we have Celtic shamanism. And so there's I think we're all, the reason that we're having shamanism come up so much right now is to bring us back to the earth, like Arthur said, to some old ways of connecting that we've lost with ourselves, with each other, with the earth, with the moon, with the stars, with the sun. Like, there's a rhythm. There's a rhythm every minute, every day, that we have the seasons. And I think because we can do almost anything in this world that we're in. It's amazing. But we can, in that, we can override our own natural rhythms and the rhythms of the earth. And shamanism teaches us to come back to that, to natural rhythm and to our knowingness. And so we need help with that. So some of us have decided, or it's inside us that we know how to do that, and we want to help other people to come back to themselves and to their knowingness and what they should eat and what their path is, and we enjoy doing that. It's
Well, you know, I think that, you know, and obviously you love what you're doing. I mean, that's clear. But I know that there really does seem to be, it seems to be a buzzword. I hear it. Books coming out. It's so many books on it. So it's really a fascinating topic. But getting back into that peace in our own hearts and having the help to get back into synchronicity, into the flow. I mean, being a salmon swimming upstream to spawn and die, going against the tide, is not the way we should be doing things. Maybe you could share a little bit about what you're doing right now in the Boston area and how you're specifically helping people, because this is a big deal to have you here coming all the way from Ireland, and there may be some people that would still be able to connect with you and would love to do so.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. And maybe, so we have done a couple of groups, just an hour and a half at the beginning of the week, and we're doing private sessions right now, but we decided to do another group on Monday night, and we're calling it Raising the Vibration for 2012, because it is an important time. We're ending an age, and it's like a big healing session. I mean, the healing starts inside ourselves. We work with individuals, but because we are all connected, we are all really one, and that's kind of a buzz sentence that's going around too, and sometimes it's hard to get. But really, what each one of us does affects everybody else and the whole. So the more of us that are becoming connected to our true selves and to the earth is really helping humanity and helping the earth, because the earth is a living being and she is evolving too. And so she needs to cleanse some things right now, and she's doing that big time. You know, we have earthquakes and whatever else we have, and they're probably going to be a little more of that too, so that we can all get more in our hearts and get more aligned, and the earth gets more aligned. And it can be a little rough, but I think one of the most important things at this time is for us all to take care of each other and to find our right place to be. If that means you're moving countries or moving down the road or going to a different church or finding a different group or whatever, wherever you feel supported, I think it's important at this time particularly to find where you resonate. And everybody's different. There's no right or wrong, just a different way of learning. That's what I say. And we know inside where we need to be at any given time, who we need to be with, who we don't need to be with. Sometimes we don't listen, and it's time to listen, time to really listen.
So how does the work that you do with people, it helps them be able to listen clearer?
Yeah. Yes, and to feel, and to know, and to follow. We all need, even when we know things, we need the support in the follow-up action. And that's where coaching comes in. You do coaching, I do coaching. It's so important. I think everybody should have a coach, especially now, because we all need somebody to be accountable to. It's helpful in getting us to actually do what we want to do. And so that's kind of what we're doing, too. We're doing some coaching, like gently helping people to land in the right place with the direction that they're going right now.
Right.
Because, like Arthur said, we all have a gift, some of us have one gift that we're really focusing on, and most people have many gifts. We all have many gifts, really. And it's a time right now to really find how we can serve best, what gift is most useful right now, and what brings us the most joy. That's the thing. What do we feel passionate about, and what brings us the most joy? And really,
you know, you were
talking. Yeah,
I wasn't going to interrupt. I didn't mean to interrupt. I was thinking as you were talking about how, you know, talking about the coaching element and then the awareness, which can change the actions. Because you know, you can have all that intellectual, insight, but if you don't translate that into action, it doesn't work. And when you said landing, all I could think of is, you know, the old saying: there's two different people that know how to fly planes, and one's read every book in the world on flying planes but it's never flown one, and then the other guy never ever was formally trained on flying a plane, but he's flown more hours than anybody else you could hope to know. And then you have an option: okay, which pilot do you want to go fly in a plane with, you know?
Yeah.
Not the one who has all the knowledge, it's the one who has all the experience. And I think that's where we can get too stuck and not really letting ourselves embrace the fact that sometimes we just have to start where we are. We just begin by beginning. We love by loving. Sometimes we just have to, you know, open ourselves to the opportunity to experience even the smallest step, but just to create that movement, because nothing will happen if we don't move. And I think that's where it seems as though you're really helping people, is to start moving and have that confidence and hope that, yes, it's a good thing to start the journey, and there's something around the corner for everyone if they're willing to be receptive to it. But, you know, one of the things that you mentioned, too, is that the Mayan calendar. I know, Arthur, you've got some pictures. I have you have great pictures in Belize and doing all sorts of wonderful things in around the South America as well. But what is this Mayan? Everybody's talking about the Mayan calendar. Tell us about that and why everybody's talking about it and why does it end in 2012? I mean, we got to know this.
Okay, well, like, you know, you could go for, you know, a half a day, really and truly, Deb, on the Mayan calendar, and, you know, there's only the one way, but, you know, 2012 on the Mayan calendar is the end of the Mayan calendar, and then it starts a new cycle, okay? So all the whole Earth is starting to come together. And that's why we're getting, you know, all the earthquakes, and it's finance and the whole world, and people don't know where they are. And it's taking people also into enlightenment. And it can be scary, you know what I mean? Like, there's people that, you know, thought they had jobs for the rest of their life. And now, you know, they're fine, but, you know, they have to take a different direction. And that can be scary too. And there again, if that didn't happen, well, then them people, you know, they wouldn't be taking this direction there. So there's a lot of fear as well. But to go into exactly, you know, what that's all, that would take a long time, to be perfectly honest with you. But it is to do with the world and the shift in the world. And it's to do with the energy. And what scares people is, to be honest, that, you know, they don't understand it, they don't have the knowledge of it. And it's like, if you're going to do something that you know what you're doing, then you're not scared of it. But it's just taking that next step and you don't know what you're stepping into. Does that make sense, Deb?
Yes, it does. And what could you tell us about, I mean, because it doesn't seem like it's lessening. If anything, it seems as though there's more change and more shifting. So what do you think people need to know? What do you want to tell them about where we are right now?
Right, okay. It's like I tell the story, Deb, like, you know, you get 100 people lined up and you have you're asking a question and you're looking for an answer, okay? And you ask them, 100 people, you know, to give you the answer. And 99.9 of them will turn around and give you a different answer to each, you know, each person give you a different answer. And then your head, you don't know where you are, okay? You're more confused than when you started. But if you can learn to come back into yourself and trust yourself, you'll always get the right answer. Yourself will not take you the wrong way. It's like your instinct. You know what's right, you know what's wrong. You know what feels right, and you know what doesn't. Okay? So if you can run with what you know, but people's inclined to go with other people because they think they know more than them.
Why is that? That's what most people need healing from. Why is that?
Exactly, yeah. But it's trusting... is trusting yourself. And then you could say, well, what do you mean by yourself? Is your inner self. It's like when you meet somebody, Deb, right, or anybody, you know straight away, you can go by your feelings. You can take that right up. Your body will tell you. Isn't that true?
Yes, I think it is. In the times when I ignore it, it always comes back. I should have listened.
Exactly. But then that's what you have to put it down to, is the learning. And then you'll say, how much learning do I need to get? If only I had done that, or if I had done that. Right? But that's the learning. Like when you speak to somebody, or you shake hands with somebody, your body's telling you all about that person automatically. And you'd say, what? But it is. Our bodies tells us everything. Everything. But most people hasn't time to listen to their bodies. They're too busy.
Or we were taught, we were programmed differently. You know, we're taught in school, you know, to be in our heads, and we always got to be top of the class and all that. Now, Arthur had the great benefit of not having very much schooling because just of his life circumstances, so his head didn't fill up with all sorts of stuff. And so he got to feel and see. He naturally, I think, came in with some of those abilities, but we all get the perfect training for what we're doing, I do believe, even... it can seem, because we do so much comparison, which is such a terrible thing.
Oh, compare and despair, bad disease.
Yes, yes. And school has quite a few things to answer for, churches, parents, but there's no judgment about it. It's just, you know, where we were in this age. Now, we are ending that age with this calendar, the 2012, and I truly believe that we are coming into something better, even though it seems that it's bad. But as Arthur says, it's all good.
That's my second name. All good.
All good.
All
yeah.
good. All good. It's all good. And, you know, listening to you, all I can think of as you exercise this ability to intuitively be able to listen to what your body's saying and talking about, we have those answers within us. You know, there's so many people that say, well, somebody that's blind, their ability to hear is much more acute, much more razor sharp, because they're using it more often, because they're not relying, they don't have the sight, so their hearing is increased. And, you know, it seems as though because you do this so frequently, you know, you have that ability to really be able to discern quickly and accurately, and trusting yourself and, you know, helping others to do the same. And, you know, it's
well,
really...
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Because we both knew inside ourselves what we wanted to do, I had tremendous passion to... I started nursing on my 20th birthday, and at the same time I started going to these meetings called... well, they were for psychic and spiritual growth, something like that. And I used to see people come over from England, mediums, and people get out of wheelchairs and, you know, laying on of hands, and I thought, I want to do that. And so I wanted to learn. You know, I had a passion to learn, and I always will have, because there's always another way to expand. So it's not just, I mean, we can be given gifts and know we have some, but we can always fine-tune them. And I think, you know, Arthur and I have both gone to teachers, really good teachers, and learned different things that have enhanced the gifts that we have. And so anybody can do that, you know, if they have the intention. I remember when I started learning energy healing first, I couldn't feel a thing. I was distraught. But I kept looking, and I got the right healer, the right teacher, who was somehow, in a flash, I was able to feel. I thought, oh, yeah, of course. So now I understand when I'm teaching, when somebody's not feeling, or there's no judgment around it. You know, we just, like we were saying, we all have our own timing and our own way of experiencing.
Do you have, can each of you, Arthur, do you have a particular story that you would like to share that you think listeners would enjoy hearing? Somebody that came to you, the before, the after, or something that particularly touches you that, you know, you would tell us?
A few great ones this morning.
Yeah.
Well, tell us now. We want to know.
Okay. Well, remind me, father-in-law in Ireland, he was in the hospital. He was 89. And I was heading off the next day to Central America, to Belize. So I went down to see my father-in-law before I went. And when I arrived down, there was a man beside him in the next bed in the hospital. And my wife, Eileen, said to me, you know, will you go over and do the healing on that man? And I said, Eileen, you just can't go over and do the healing. You know, you need their permission. Or she says, don't worry, you know, he'll be okay. So she went over and asked, and the man said yes. Now, this man was 50 years of age, and he actually had fell through a roof. He was a builder contractor. And he had a lot of injuries in his body. He had to get pins in his arms and his back, it was bad too. But anyway, I did the healing with him, and it was through down to his two ankles. And his two ankles, all the time working on his ankles. And they told him that he would be 7 or 8 months at home in bed, that he wouldn't be walking because of his injuries, that he would get cared at home. And I did the healing with him, part of doing the healing with him, and then I left him, went back over to my father-in-law. And on the way back, I was through to his ankles again, and I worked again with him, and off I went. but he had two broken ankles, and they were leaving the ankles to the last because he had more serious injuries in his body. And I went off to Central America the next day for 3 weeks, 4 weeks. And when I phoned home, my wife Eileen told me the good news, that when they took him back down, his two ankles were no longer broke.
Wow.
They had been healed. And apparently when, you know, if you ever break your ankle and you get it x-rayed again, it shows a hairline crack. So they seen the hairline crack, but they weren't broke. And they said to him, you know, did you ever break your ankles before? And he said, no. So that was a miracle.
And wow.
When I come home from Belize, he walked in on a stick to thank me into my own home in Ireland. So that was magical. I have one more.
I would say so.
I have one more, if you want to hear it.
Absolutely.
A young man of 22 years of age, and his father took him to me. He was in transport. He had a transport company, and he wanted the son to get a license, but he had a heart complaint. And they wanted to put a pacemaker in. They were going to have to put a pacemaker in. And if he had got a pacemaker in, it meant that he couldn't have a license to drive the transport vehicle. So he sat down and started doing the healing with him. And I said to the father, you know, make sure and get him checked out before that he goes for the operation. And he says, well, I don't know whether that's possible or not. He says, because they have made a decision, you know, to do it. And they're so busy. And I says, listen, just get him checked out. So he was on a waiting list, and about 2 weeks later they called him in, and they started to prepare him for the operation the next morning. And the father said, listen, I'm looking at my son checked over again. They weren't happy, but they did. They put him on monitor, and they had shaved his tummy and all ready for the operation. And the surgeon came around the next morning and said he doesn't need
it. It's a good thing you had him checked. Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
There you
wow.
go. Miracles happening every day. You know, there's even miracles happening now.
Well, this is good. We love miracles. Miracles are a good thing. And, you know, it's just fascinating how so many people are. I'm sure that the doctors were probably more surprised than the young man, you know, because
yeah.
they're set in their ways to think that this is the only method of healing and curing. And why do you think that some people are more receptive to this type of healing than others, or are there people that are more receptive than others?
Well, I would have to say there, Deb, going back to it again, right? It's you know, there's no right and there's no wrong. A person is for the okay? And when the time is right, it's back again to the time and the patience, okay? And it'll happen. It'll happen. Everybody goes through their own material. They have to go through their own layers. Yeah? And then it'll happen.
I have something that I'd like to say about that, if I could. Because, you know, we are all one, and we have to all wake up a bit more, and we're all a bit asleep. Most people are just going on and being influenced by many things that they don't even know they are being influenced by, that actually keep them asleep and keep them from not moving forward into a more conscious state. And things like TV, what I call electro low frequencies that cause geopathic stress in our buildings, in our bodies, and they are actually energy forms that stop us from being healthy and from being more aware. And so there are ways to remove those. There are people who do that kind of energy healing, who work with the collective energies. I actually do work with the earth energies too, sometimes. But there are people who are very, will go into houses and clear. I personally, I think everybody should have their house checked out to see if there are energies there that are not of the highest or are in wrong geometry. We do have a sacred geometry for in our own bodies, and I work with that quite. That's how I see more, is I see those lines that need correcting. But they're everywhere. And I also think that with this 2012, the ending of this era, that there's a certain veil almost over the earth and over humanity. That is, all these cataclysmic things that are happening are actually removing that, so that we are going to be more awake and more conscious and have more love instead of fear. Because there is there's a lot of fear running around, and that's the opposite of love. So one of the things that we really are working on also with people is removing the fear and getting to the love, in a nutshell.
Fear is bad news. Nobody needs fear. Fear is useless. It's worry, the rocking chair, moving a lot, getting nowhere, doesn't serve any purpose. And I think that when we're being who we are authentically, I suppose, are created to be, and I love this idea of, hey, everything, it's all good when the time is right, you know, those apples on the tree, when they're ready to be picked, you'll know it, because they'll just be perfect and not a day too soon or too late. And having spiritual guides to help on the journey makes it a lot more enjoyable. I mean, if I was going to go to Ireland, I certainly could find my way around, but it would be nice to have somebody who knew the land and could take me to all the wonderful places. And, you know, I think that the journey of our own life is no less exciting and certainly worthy of the same amount of attention and TLC that we would give that trip to Ireland, because our life is on this earth is really a short amount of time, even if we live to 100. And I think the greatest tragedy is, at least for me, I always feel as though when I die, I want to know that I did something that I was, you know, did what I was supposed to do. I would like to believe that people would be better for having met me. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to die with anything left inside still kicking. Which, I don't know who said it, but dying with the music still in you or something like that.
Yeah.
And I think it's so important to have help towards that, being the best that we were created to be. But, you know, it's amazing. We're coming closer to the end. I want to make sure people know how they can work with you, because you do work, even if we, you know, give us the details of how we might be able to attend Monday for people that are in the Boston area. But for those who aren't, you know, you have wonderful websites, both of you. And I know that you do work with people all over the globe. So I want to make sure people know how to connect with you, where to find you, your websites, how to work with you. And also, there's a wonderful book that you have, Heather. So tell the listeners how to find you.
Okay. So I would like to mention that we're working from the center in Salem. It's called A Sacred Place Salem, and it's run by a woman named Donna Caramello, who is just great. She holds a lot of energy for a lot of people, and she sponsors international healers, and she has sponsored me before. And I used to live in Gloucester before I moved back to Ireland 3 years ago after I got breast cancer. And I just want to mention here that, you know, we're talking very blasé about fear and love and everything, but you know, both Arthur and I have experienced spirit. We know what that is. And expansion produces fear, even change. We don't like change so much. So it's we're not, like, perfect. We're always, like, facing our own challenges. But the thing is, yes, to get help. So people can come and call Donna. Oh, would you believe it? I don't see her number here. Here, yes, I do. 978-744-1600. And her website also is asacredplacesalem.com to see what's going on there. There are, you know, good practitioners there also. And we are seeing people privately, just for an hour each. We suggest people come for three sessions for optimal healing, but that's not necessary. People don't have time or whatever. We'll be back. But also we're doing a group. We've added a group on Monday evening at 7:30 to 9. And that's, we've titled it Raising the Vibration for 2012. And we never quite know what's going to happen till we actually gather and see who shows up and what we create together. So if anybody wants to come to that, if they could call Donna at 978-744-1600. And I think that's it.
Wonderful, wonderful. How, Arthur, you do some work, your website and the work that you do some things via the phone too, right?
Yes, I do absent healing as well, and distant healing. Also work on photographs. What else do I do? I have a CD that a lot of people, it's amazing the people, what they get from the CD. It's only 20 minutes long, and they listen to it 7 nights in a row, and then a few nights in the following week and the following week. And the results that they're getting from that, it's it takes them into a relaxation of them seeing themselves totally clear in their body and to take their energy up. A lot of people suffer, if that's the right word, from lack of energy. And a lot of people also, is their thoughts, which a lot of that energy is going to their thoughts. And, you know, in the CD, it talks them through that to take their own energy up, and just fantastic results from that.
Wow, and tell us the website again.
The website is www.arthurwhite.com.
Yes, and it's a lovely website. And what, and Heather, your website too?
Yeah, mine is www.backtosource.com, and the two is T-O.
Wonderful,
and I also do phone sessions, but I am going to be gradually coming back to the States to live in the next, I'm not sure how long. I'm jumping into the unknown, but I just know that I need to be back here, and I'm excited about that.
Wow. It's wonderful, that sense of confident knowing that you have, and I think it's just wonderful, and I'm sure that people, it's going to be a great Monday evening. I may be able to get down there myself.
Oh, great.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
I knew, Deb, you were going to say that. I knew that. Come
you
and change
did,
your
huh?
Life. I did. Come and change your life, Deb.
Oh, well, that sounds delightful. All the best people we know will all be down there. We'll be having a great life-changing evening. You know, we've only got a little bit of time left, but I'm curious because you both have these lovely Irish accents. I'm wondering if there's anything to being Celtic and Irish that make you such great healers, or would you like to share your thoughts on that?
I think I grew up Protestant in the south of Ireland, and I never really thought I was Irish because everybody around me is Catholic and they're doing Irish dancing and they're whatever, and a bit of an outcast. But I came to America then, and I started feeling this feeling in my feet that I had to go back and put my feet on the land. And I gradually got it how Irish I was. And what lineage I really have. And I recently work with sound a lot, And when I went back this time, I love to listen to the radio in Gaelic. And I realized that because I learned Irish in school, I had to pass state exams, that I formed my vocal cords, knew some of the sounds that I make now for healing. And that was quite a revelation. So, I grew up in Ireland. I grew up on the land. I love nature. I think Arthur lives in the country. Ireland is magical. There is a magic about the light. There's a magic about just being there and the country and the land that I've never met any place else. Every place has its own kind of magic, and Ireland has its own special kind of magic. And I suppose because we're Irish, we carry some of that. And I continually get surprised by myself how connected I am to Ireland, even though I'm now surprised at how connected I am to America. I love both places, and it's just the way it is.
Yeah. Wonderful. Wow.
Well, all I can say, Dev, is I love being connected to myself. You know, most people there, I say to them, you know, who do you love? And they love everybody, even down to their pets. But the last person is themselves. And then I say to them, if you can love yourself, then you can love everybody else more. And then I say to them, you know, who's the best person you know? And they say everything, only themselves. So love yourself, and you are the best person, and keep telling yourself that. And then that starts to change you, that you become a new person. Love yourself.
And get support with it.
Yes.
Because it's very hard to do it by ourselves. We need other people to egg us on a bit, as we'd say.
Well, that is just so what an inspirational hour with the both of you. And I know that people listening, whether they're live or replay, we have a lot of people download the show. Just what a gift and what an inspiration. I love that whole philosophy that we are all presence, you know, and unwrapping ourselves and knowing that we all have a gift and knowing that there's a timing for everything. But it's lovely that people have the courage, like yourselves, to extend themselves to help others, you know, understand who they are, have that good self-esteem, and love ourselves. I mean, if we can't get along with ourselves, how can we expect anybody else to, right?
Well, if we don't, it shows on the outside. What's in the inside is always on the outside. We just have to look and see what's there.
Yes, absolutely. My favorite saying all time, Oscar Wilde, be yourself, everybody else is already taken. Love that. Any final thoughts that you had to share, the both of you? Because it's just been a pleasure having you here, but I just want to make sure that you had any parting thoughts for people.
Thank you. Well, it's been a pleasure to talk with you, first of all, and let's see. It's I think I don't want to make it sound like it's easy, like, oh, you just have to love yourself and everything will be fine, and you just have to get rid of the fear and everything will be fine. You know, there's a lot of trauma has happened to most of us, and there's always a reason. You know, we create our own reality, and I do honestly believe that's truth, and it can go way back. We both, you know, come from a place of we have been had other lives. Now, that can be all come into the present moment. It's all here. But we do have layers and layers and layers to our being, and we're all made up of different parts. So we can only work a little at a time. And we need to have compassion and be gentle with ourselves. And it's not always the easiest thing to ask for help. And so sometimes that's our learning. And like, for instance, you know, I got cancer. I learned a lot from that experience where I have now more understanding about that and about asking for help and, you know, doing nothing. And so we get the experiences that we need, and from that then we can share and help other people. So healers are, people expect healers sometimes to be perfect. Oh, you were sick, or you did this or that or the other. But no, we're people like everybody else. And
healers,
not any better,
too.
Not any worse.
Well, that is really, I appreciate that you're really sharing, you know, the authentic part of being a human being as well, because
yes,
it's, you know, when you know that you can relate to someone, you can trust them more easily. And sometimes it is in that suffering or those lessons that compassion is crystallized. And I think that that's how we can relate to each other in a more trusting and authentic way. And certainly I know myself, I hope everybody else enjoyed the show as much as I did, because I really enjoyed having the two of you on very, very much. And I just want to encourage everybody to go to your beautiful websites. They're just fantastic. Arthur White, www.arthurwhite.com. And Heather, yours again, because it's not your name.
It's backtosource.com.
Backtosource.com. But if you Google Heather, if you Google your name, you still will find you. But it's better to go directly to your website. So
whatever, both will get you there.
Yeah. Hey, listen, all roads lead to Boston. No. Well, thank you very, very much. And I look forward to seeing you on Monday evening, hopefully with some of our listeners as well. And we'll continue to get the show out so that people can listen and learn and connect with you. And just thank you for being a light and helping all of us to shine ours as well. And you know, it's just really good work that you're doing, and the world is starving for healing and
yeah,
authentic love and good self-esteem and all that. And
yeah,
I mean, I know I'll take a lot of it. I mean,
yeah, well, thank you for being there, for you know, getting it out to people.
Yeah,
that's
we
that's
all help
your
each
gift.
Other. Best People We Know Club, Mutual Admiration Society included.
Yeah,
so
that's great. Yeah, thank you, and we
all
look
right
forward to seeing
thanks,
you, Deb.
Thank you, Deb.
Thank you very much. We'll go out and make it a beautiful day. Share this show with a friend in need. There's, you know, never a moment that's too late to start now. There's always hope around the corner, and there's some great people doing great work like Arthur and Heather and helping people be the best that they were created to be. And when you're happy, everybody else around you is happy too. So it's an unselfish gift that you give yourself and other people. So I just want to thank you very much for listening today and keeping us in top percents of popularity on BTR and some of our syndicated shows. And check us out on iTunes. Make sure that you let us know if you like the show. Write a comment. I read them all, and I really do appreciate your support. And thank you for being a blessing, and go out and make it a great day and have a beautiful weekend. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Best
God
People We
you.
Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking, and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.